Well, it's 18 minutes to 5. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning, the 25th of Rajab, 1444. Yes, 35 days left for the holy, blessed month of Ramadan. We said it's a beautiful Thursday morning, Yomul Khamis. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Rajab 1444. We continue reciting the dua and supplication. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O beloved Allah, grant us blessings during these months of Rajab and Sha'ban and spare us for the honorable sacred month of Ramadan as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif and Bayhaq. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Surah 25, Surah Chapter 25, Surah Al-Furqan, and verses number 35 and 36. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions the anecdote and the event and incident of Moses, peace be upon him, and the Israelites in so many places and various places in the noble Quran. The Quran Sharif, the glorious Quran, is replete with it. Hence, among all the prophets and messengers, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, his name Nami, Isme Grami, his honorable name is mentioned the most, 136 times. Musa, the Jutlas, the Jews say Moshi, in English they say Moses. So what is the meaning of Musa? So Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the baby placed in the box and floating on the water. How Almighty Allah made the arrangements to protect and preserve him. And then his brother Aaron, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, his honorable name is mentioned 20 times in the noble Quran. What is the meaning of Harun, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, the one who is eloquent in his speech? And 20 times his name Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. You could pose a question, but why does Almighty Allah repeat this incident? So you see, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was facing a wave of opposition from the mushrikeen and the polytheists, from the Jews and the hypocrites, and so many other people. So Almighty Allah reveals the incident and anecdote of Nabi Musa alayhi salam for tasalli, to pacify and to console the master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Almighty Allah teaches us chapter 25, verse 35 and 36. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ. Here you must understand something. Many people, even some scholars, get confused here, or they blow people's fuses. Remember that whilst the Pharaoh was alive, there was no Torah. So after the Gharq Fir'aun, the drowning of the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, after that, then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala conferred and blessed Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, with the Torah. So we need to get the chronological order correct and the sequence correct. Walaqad, the waw will say waw atifa in conjunction, or waw mustanafa, a new topic, all acceptable. Laqad, a lillahi qad. So Almighty Allah taking an oath, definitely, surely it has happened. Ateena Musa al-kitab. We gave Moses the book. So again, Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we as a symbol of respect and reverence. And when Almighty Allah uses the term we, then remember Almighty Allah is stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. You, all of you in the universe and creation, you cannot do that. Who can confer the book, the Torah, to Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam? Nobody. So only Almighty Allah invited him, told him, come to the Tur Sinin, Mount Sinai, and he kept fast for 30 days. Initially, then it was extended for 10 days because he started using the miswak excessively. So then it became 40 days, and then he was granted the Torah. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَا مَأَهُ أَخَاهُ. And we made for him his brother. See, Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty again. And we made for him. Nobody can do that. For him, his brother, Harun Wazira, Nabi Harun, they say Moses and Aaron. We say Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, Wazira, as a minister. He, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, said, Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli waj'alhu waziran min ahli. Oh Allah, that I want you to open my heart and my bosom, and ya Allah, so that remove the knots in my tongue, the stammering, people can understand my speech. Ya Allah, make my brother a minister for me. So all these duas were getting accepted, mashallah. That is the karam and the mercy and grace and benevolence of Almighty Allah. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was dark in complexion like the African. He had sheepish hair. So all this, when you look at the Quran Sharif, you look at Bukhari Sharif, you look at the Bible, so when you put all that together, that is Allah's system. He gives and elevates whosoever He wants. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, under African muazzin and caller to pray, minister of finance of the master alayhi salatu salam, Atta bin Abi Rabah, so the teacher of Imam Abu Hanifa, African. Hazrat Luqman Hakim, the Quran speaks of him, chapter 31, African and dark in complexion. Imam Muslim of, not Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj, this is another Imam Muslim. This Imam Muslim is there in Makkah. He was one of the first teachers of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. So you call that the African contribution to Islam. So many examples one can give. So what did we say? Almighty Allah again uses the royal pronoun فَقُلْنَا ذْهَبَا, and hence we said, both of you must go, you Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Nabi Harun alayhi salam. More prominent is Nabi Musa alayhi salam, but in age Nabi Harun alayhi salam is elder. So both of you go, إِلَى الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, to these people, yeah, who have rejected our verses. So it means verses, yeah, don't mean the Torah. It means the signs which Almighty Allah gave, the miracles. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, dark in complexion, his hand becomes whitish. فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ, the stick and the staff he has becomes ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ, a big serpent and a snake and so forth. Like that, the miracles. And even if you say verses, Suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa, so he had the scrolls and all these type of things. But best is to translate is, Ye Ayatina, as the miracles. They rejected, فَدَمَّرْنَاهُمْ تَدْمِيرًا, hence we crushed them absolutely, completely. See what happened in Turkey, or Turkey, as you want to pronounce it nowadays, or in Syria, or in other parts of the world. So remember that Almighty Allah just gives us samples, examples of His Qudrat-e-Kamila, absolute authority, sovereignty, majesty. In a split second, I'll wipe you off the face of this earth with your scientists, with your professors, with your nuclear, and whatever else you possess. So we need to take cognizance of that. Let's go around the world and start with Pakistan. Pakistan is facing huge challenges, and mostly because of their own foolishness and greed. Pakistan, for this year, it is projected that 2023, their inflation will rise to 33%. You know how expensive things are gone there. For one US dollar, remember, it's gone to 270, 275 rupees per one US dollar. But Afghanistan's currency has got more importance and significance and, you know, weight compared to the Pakistani rupee. So, I mean, that's an indictment. Second one, there's an earthquake in Turkey, but Pakistan, the Prime Minister, Foreign Minister and others say, no, we want to come pay you Tayyip Erdogan a visit. They said, we haven't got time to entertain you. We got here relief operations, aid operations, so many things we have to attend to, and you want to come. So it was a terrible snub for the Pakistani government. And remember, to save face, they told their own people, no, we can't go now because the weather is very bad. That is just by the way. So remember, it was that he, Erdogan, snubbed them. And the biggest mistake they made is now, because they want loans from the IMF or World Bank or whoever, and now they will put conditions and so forth, and then the Americans, the haramis, will always, you must remember, then impose upon them certain amount of pressure that you got great arms and ammunition, so you must help Ukraine. Putin is watching all this. And under Imran, if you know and your memory is correct, then remember the day last year, February 24, 2022, Imran Khan was there in Moscow in the Kremlin, and they were discussing with Putin. And that's the same day they invaded, remember, Ukraine. They had excellent ties. But this government, Yechoroki Hukumat, the crooks came together, and the Alibabas and the 40 thieves, and what happened is they stabbed Putin in the back, and they gave more arms to Ukraine. So Putin told them, you, Pakistan, you're going to pay a heavy price for that. And he will carry out his threat. If you know Putin and his history, remember that if you are good, then he will be good. Like Bashar Assad, is kafir, non-Muslim, out of the fold of Islam. He's not interested in that. You look after my interest, I will look after your interest. India, too many dead tigers. They're wondering what's happening. The tiger population in India is depleting and decreasing. Uruguay, big scandal there. One of the politicians, he was involved in a scandal and a scam, giving Russians, you must remember, Uruguayan passports. So he is in big trouble. America, the great America, is in default and on the verge of bankruptcy again, and they will not be able to pay their debts. There's big problem going on between the Democrats and the Republicans, and Biden said, Joe Biden, that is. So you must remember, Sleepy Joe, he said, you must remember that these debts have accumulated over 200 years. It's not that he brought about all these debts, so trying to excuse himself and exonerate himself. New Zealand facing another big problem. They had floods, and yesterday, there was day for yesterday, earthquake 6.2 on the Richter scale. Hundreds of thousands of people are displaced already because of the floods. And remember, half the country, quarter the country, no electricity. And it says it'll take them 7 to 10 days to bring back things to slight normality and so forth. Lebanon, big problems there. America, Israel, and so forth. And they don't have Hezbollah. Hezbollah means the party of Allah. They have Hezbo Shaitan, these Kuffar Shias. So remember, they hold the country to ransom. The economy is in a total mess. For one US dollar in Lebanon, 77,000 pounds. You heard correctly. 77,000 Lebanese pounds for one US dollar. Can you believe that? Israel, the haramis, the state we're speaking about. So you must remember that they're saying you, BB, and you, Ben-Gvir, the failure minister, we're going for a second week that we want to shut down the economy of Israel as they did on Sunday and Monday, where more than 200,000 jutlas were marching, humiliating Bibi and his coalition and the big crooks also, so of Smotrich and Ben-Gvir and all. Shin Bet, you know Shin Bet, they are the biggest guys there in Israel. They warned Ben-Gvir and said, you are causing more harm and more damage here, and things will go out of control between Palestinians and them. Even yesterday's editorial in the Haaretz, they condemned Ben-Gvir and his policies. He's a big harami. He's the biggest terrorist. You know what he did? He closed two bakeries of the Palestinians. I sent it out yesterday to the groups so the Palestinians cannot get bread from the Palestinian bakeries. And that's what he wants, to cause more and more, you must remember, harm to the Palestinians. And he's a real narcissist. Some people say Allah forbid. Sayyidina Omar is a narcissist. They themselves are narcissists who make statements like this. So this person here is a narcissist, 100%, a shaitan in human form. India and Russia are drawing closer and closer, and things are booming for both countries. Majority of the Americans, they oppose the military aid to Ukraine. So where's the democracy? Now listen to this story. The Saudis must be involved in crooked deals. One is Joe Biden, right? So he is the president of America. Now he has a brother called Jim Biden. So don't confuse the two. Jim Biden is the brother of Joe Biden. So Jim Biden and the Saudis made a deal, cut the deal of how much? $140 million. And he was asked that why was this deal given? Said no, because he's the brother of the president. So nepotism at its best, but everything exposed. The Titanic, they told us it is, you know, unsinkable. It will never sink. And then it sank when it hit, you must remember, that iceberg and what have you. And this happened in 1912 in his maiden voyage. And you see now they're still finding remnants of that wreck and so forth. Nigeria, big shortage of money. The people in Nigeria, they couldn't get access to money. And they burned two banks. Finish. End of the story. Israel, one of their hackers and companies, they interfered in more than 20-25 elections worldwide, that is. So whether it be in Africa or Europe or wherever. Listen to the apartheid, rogue, terrorist, Nazi regime of Israel, what they did yesterday. And therefore we call them the children of Hitler, the haramis. Israel to revoke the Palestinian residency, and they will not give them rights to stay in Israel when they are found guilty of terrorism, and they will deport them to Gaza or to the West Bank and so forth. But this law is only for Arabs. If an Israeli commits the act of terrorism or major crimes, then that law is not for him. Now you tell me, is that not apartheid of the highest degree? So therefore we say, one squatter, one settler, one bullet. That will settle many issues. from Turkey, thousands of Syrians are going back to their motherland, back to Syria. But both sides, a big problem. They stay in Turkey, they don't have anything. They go back to Syria, so it is a country in civil war, and there also 5-7 million people facing big, big problems. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for them. Buffalo, America, so there the one white man who murdered 10 blacks has been sentenced, you must remember, to life imprisonment. This is to show the world that no, we have justice, but we know there's no justice in America. The white life and the black life is not equal there. So they have their selective justice as well. So today, inshallah, between 8:30 and 9 will be Haji Abu Bakr Rawat with, inshallah, with Maulana Zahid Khan. And then 11 to 12, inshallah, we will discuss the Isra, the Mi'raj, Palestine, Salahuddin, Ayyubi, and many related issues, inshallah, Al-Aziz. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, inshallah, Al-Aziz.
I see Sister Tilly says, Ustad, that the Bible says, in the beginning, the earth was flat and void of life. Is that the reason some people think earth is flat? Sister Tilly, Ustad.
My sister Tilly, you must remember that earth is round, and that's what we accept. And when you look at the person, the optics, our own eyes, you sitting in Durban, I am here in Johannesburg and surroundings, when we look at it, then how does it look? It looks as if it is flat, but that's an optical illusion. Therefore, Quran Kareem speaks of this, وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُتِحَتْ, that how Almighty Allah spread out this earth and made it flat, and وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِئْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ, how Almighty Allah made it a carpet and spread out the carpet and so forth. So that is what we believe, the earth is round, but in our eyes it seems flat, and that we call an optical illusion. When you travelling from Durban to Port Shepstone Margate, hot summer's day, you see a mirage. It seems there's water there on the tar road. When you reach there, sarab in Arabic. So you reach there, yahsabuhu dhwam'anu ma'a. The person who's thirsty, he considered and thought there's water there. When you reach there, there's nothing. So optical illusion. So similarly, yeah, my sister Tilly.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that what is Imran Khan's stance on Israel, Ustad?
So you must remember, obviously he knows that he can't make peace with Israel. They are haramis, and remember, they try and force them and so forth. The first person who spoke of Pakistan vis-a-vis Israel was Parvez Musharraf, and he died a murtad and out of the fold of Islam. He was responsible for selling our sister, our daughter, Dr. Afia, to the Americans and Afghan and so forth. So any Pakistani leader who goes that way, he knows there will be civil war and big problems there.
0847863132. Somebody says here, Mufti Sahab, can I speak the truth about the bad a deceased person did, or just let it go, Ustad?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he was, he is, he will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy to the entire universe. Surah chapter 21 verse 107 in the 17th supara, 17 Jews. So wama arsalnaka illa rahmatul lil alameen, we have not sent you but as a mercy to the universe. He habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la تسبوا الأموات فإنهم قد أفضوا إلى ما قدموا. Don't abuse, do not revile the dead, because they have reached whatever they sent forth. So if the person died on kufr and the blasphemy, on shirk and idol worship, so he goes to Jahannam and the hellfire. Yes, in that case there you highlight his crimes, like we take Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut, and the war criminal for the Palestinians against the Palestinians. So remember, that is fine, but when it comes to Muslims and that, let it go, because now that person has passed on, and the hadith is authentic. Remember, in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations.
I see Gideon says, AK, Who would you like to see come back to be the president? Bill Clinton, Obama, Trump, or George W. Bush? Who started?
My brother, you ask all waste of time questions. It's history now. They're all gone, finished, and glory. You must remember that. You know that the American Constitution states that if you serve two terms, so you can't become president. So Clinton served two terms, Bush served two terms, Obama served two terms. So your question shows what an idiot you are.
Somebody says, having a medical condition, Ustad, does God hear the prayers of such, Ustad?
So you must remember that any person who begs Almighty Allah sincerely, Muslim or non-Muslim in this world, Almighty Allah will hear their prayers. But remember, there's their conditions attached. In the year after, the non-Muslims du'as and supplicating, nothing will help. You must remember that. وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. That, remember, the non-Muslims, their du'as and supplication just falls away and is astray and so forth. So that's one issue. Second issue you must remember, is this, that when a person is non-Muslim, also Muslim is obvious, but non-Muslim, and the person is oppressed, then you must remember this, that his du'as will be accepted. اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ وَلَوْ كَانَ كَافِرًا. Beware of the bad du'a. Beware of the bad du'a. The spelling will be the same, B-A-D, of the people who are oppressed. And remember, even though if that person who's oppressed is a non-Muslim, so therefore sometimes we have employees and we treat them very, very badly, and you know, the mothers at home shouting that the domestic servants at all time, and the ladies who are working and making zulm upon them, extra work and underpay and all that. So sometimes they will make dua, and then your whole kingdom and your own empire start shaking and falling apart. So think about how you treat them, remember that. And second one is in the akhirat, year after. So only meaning that people who are passed on, and now you want to make dua that for non-Muslims after they have died, so that is not permissible, remember that. Quran Sharif is very clear, Surah 9 verse 84, وَلَا تُسْوَلِّي عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. You can't pray for them, you can't go to the graveyard for the non-Muslims, you can't go to the memorial service. There's no such thing as memorial service in Islam. So all this totally haram and unacceptable.
Somebody says here, but sir, teach a man how to fish, not how to beg. My name is Donald Ustad.
100%, that's what Islam says. One person came to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and was begging. He, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet asked him, what do you possess now? He said, I got the cup and I got this, I got that. He said, the Master alaihi wasallam said, bring it. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam practiced on Bay Umayyazid. Bay Umayyazid means put his stuff and his merchandise on auction. Who will buy this? Who will buy this? Who will buy this? So they gave it to the highest bidder, and then they gave him the money. And Prophet ﷺ said, go now and go to the forest, jungle, wherever, and go do some work yourself. Here's the money you earned, and for 2 weeks I don't want to see you. So that is what Islam teaches us. Islam never encourages professional begging and so forth. Look at South Africa. We have become like a laughing stock in the world. Every second robot, every second stop street, traffic light, you will find a beggar and what. But if the police come or somebody comes and they're chasing them, then that beggar, the way he'll forget how he's crippled and his hand and so, they all start walking normal or start running normal. So many of them are actors and so forth. So therefore, Islam does not promote that. Islam promotes we must become a proactive nation and not a begging nation. And that's a problem today. I just told you about Pakistan and so forth. Self-enrichment, and 200 million people have to suffer.
Sister Rebecca says that, how did Israel take over Palestine so easily, AK, when it was formed? As far as I understand, Palestine existed first, then Israel kind of took it. Did Palestine have a military, Ustad, Sister Rebecca?
You must remember, my sister, it was the deception, and remember the politics of Britain and the deception, and the United Nations also are all accomplices in this crime. You see, after World War II, so they say they lost 6 million people, all lies, all that. So they lost million or so, or 2 million, whatever. But 6 million, highly exaggerated, big propaganda and so forth. That is debunked by many people, non-Muslims also. So remember, just say million, 2 million, whatever. So there was a lot of sympathy for the Jews, because they, the Europeans, themselves kicked them out and said, we don't want you. You are a liability, yeah, and so forth. So then you must remember, Britain was Palestine was under the British mandate, and Her Majesty's government, as they call themselves, so you must remember, took somebody else's land, as you rightly point out, Palestine, without consulting them, and gave them the major portion. They in a minority, but they get the major portion. Palestinians in numbers, they the majority, and they get less portion. So who's going to accept it? So that is how it was given to them, you must remember. So therefore we say Britain are war criminals. You must remember that occupation is terrorism, and therefore we say, without fear of contradiction, in Islam, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. You have to go to the root cause, and then America comes in, then Russia came in, then France comes in, and all these countries, then they started recognizing, you must remember, Israel, until today, who's supporting them? Who's giving them material assistance? Who's giving them arms, ammunition? So is the Western countries. They're all accomplices in this crime when they assist Israel to murder and maim our Palestinian men, women, and children. So therefore, Palestinians says, we're ready. If you are to kill us, we will take few of you with us. You must remember, we will die, but die with honor. We will not be like the Saudis, we will not be like the Emiratis and the Bahrainis and Moroccans and Jordanians and Egyptians. Their leaders are murtads, apostates out of the fold of Islam. They boot licking the Israelis and boot licking the Americans. So rather we fight, and you can see now Israel is going towards its knees. Their own people are fighting, and there might be a civil war, or maybe the army intervenes. Only Almighty Allah knows.
I've got Brother Yusuf from Actonville. He says, Mufti Sahab, what's the latest in Burma, Ustad?
So you must remember, Burma and all these countries, you must remember, where Muslims are oppressed. And remember, United Nations said, the Rohingya Muslims are the most oppressed people in the world. But you see, from them, they are the Hindus. They're in India, majority of them. They are the Jutlas and the Haramis, the Jews, the Zionists, they in the rogue regime Israel. Then you take other countries, you must remember the Buddhists, there you must remember, whether it be China or whether it be Burma and Rohingya and whatever, you expect it there. But now go to the neighboring country, my brother Yusuf from Actonville, Benoni, and that is Bangladesh. So Bangladesh is what? It's just a satellite state. It's run by India. You must remember that. So imagine that these people are, their women are raped, they are deported, and they are kicked out and expelled from the country where they were born. They go towards Bangladesh. Bangladesh say, we don't want you. They leave them in the ocean, some island, some place here, there, and so forth. So that is what happens today when this ummah doesn't have any real feeling, that they say, no, we have to look at our superpower. So their superpower is India, and that is there. So the Muslim countries kick them out, and then you find that these enemies of Islam don't want them, and that is why they become the worst and the most oppressed people on this earth. Make special dua for them, and remember that is the aim of the major, the deep state, as they call it. You must understand the real politics. The deep state wants Muslims must always be second class, third class, fourth class. And remember, these countries like Africa, and begging bowl countries, they must wipe them off the face of the earth, and therefore they told you to take vaccine and all these things. Yeah, so they have a hidden agenda. Now they'll come with another idea, you will see. And you will see our politicians and our crooked people, scholars for dollars and others, all will jump the bandwagon. The doctors getting kickbacks and so forth. So that is the real aim, white hegemony, the reset, the new world order. So that's what they want.
What must a sister do, Ustad, when her husband tells her insulting words?
So you must remember that when your husband is now on a tirade and is swearing you, abusing you, that time just keep quiet. Sometime he will be in a good mood. Then you must speak to him, not in front of the children or anybody else, and explain to him that all the swearing, abusing, cursing is causing a harm to the marriage, is causing a harm to her. What example is he to the children, and so forth. So you have to win the argument, but the condition is mokai shanasi, mardam shanasi. The occasion must be right when he's in a good mood, and see how you are speaking to him. It must not be, you must remember, in front of the children and so forth. He has his self-esteem and his self-respect, so he doesn't want that to be injured and so forth. He had his own pride, so but you have to explain to him. And if he's a reasonable person, he will understand his folly and his mistake, and then he will try and say, oh, my poppy, my darling, that's the time you strike. You tell him, yes, I need new shoes, I need new dress, I need new sofa. So you must know when to say and what to say and how to say it. Last question.
I've got a brother here who studies, says he is an accountant. It is said in Islam that the dealer in any interest transaction, Allah declares war with such people. So what happens to all of us as we use bank accounts which all contain interest transactions? Islamic bank calls it bank charges, Ustad.
Remember, my brother, yeah, there are three issues, a lengthy topic. I'll summarize it in 1 minute. Go to the Noble Quran, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. Call it interest, call it riba, call it sud, call it viaj, call it usury, it's all haram in Islam. Sahaba say, kunna nattaqi riba wa riba. Sayyidina Umar used to say that. We used to abstain from riba, interest, and things that looked like interest also. We would run far away from it. This is one of the biggest indictments, you must remember today. From the back door, we're legalizing so-called Islamic banking and all that. We don't accept this, and we're very clear on this. And remember, we say it's just semantics involved, and remember healers and loopholes involved and so forth. So you must remember what you said is correct, but remember how it works. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the akidain, this person who buys, the person who sells, the person who's a scribe, the person, you must remember, who's a witness. So all of them, kulluhum sawa, ay sawa fil ithm. So all of them are equal in sin and vices. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. So if you are directly involved in that, you are now the accountant, you are now, you must remember, checking their books, and you're doing auditing and so forth. So you are not a direct participant. So that hadith does not apply to you. But when you are a direct participant, you are a direct contracting party, so then the curse comes on you. So you need to draw that distinction, my brother. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.